Some have called the UN COP26 meeting in Glasgow the most important climate summit since the Paris Agreement, or even the last best hope for the planet. President Joe Biden capped off his 2 days there with a news conference where he said Glasgow must begin a decade of decisive action to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, the equivalent of 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit.
This decade, we have to make significant progress. And by the way, I might note parenthetically, I can't think of any 2 days when more has been accomplished dealing with climate than these 2 days.
The climate meeting can boast of several major accomplishments. For example, leaders signed on to a pledge to cut methane emissions. Methane is a more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, and environmentalists say slashing methane is the fastest and most cost-effective way to reduce global warming.
Thanks to the effort of our joint effort with the EU, we've grown global methane pledge. Remember, I raised it when I spoke to the United Nations from 9 countries signing on to that pledge in September at the United Nations. More than 100 countries have signed on. It's about half the world's methane emissions, 70% of the world's global GDP.
Another agreement deals with deforestation.
Today's agreement by more than 100 countries representing 85% of the world's forest, halt and reverse deforestation by 2030 is a great example. Great example of the kind of ambition we need, and the United States is proud to have initiated and supported it.
COP26 officials have said attendance is high, and on Tuesday they urged participants to take part remotely because their venue was running out of space. But several key leaders were notable by their absence, among them China's Xi Jinping, Russia's Vladimir Putin, Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil, and Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
We showed up. And by showing up, we've had a profound impact on the way I think the rest of the world is looking at the United States and its leadership role. I think it's been a big mistake, quite frankly, for China, with respect to China, not showing up. The rest of the world is going to look to China and say, what value added are they providing? And they've lost an ability to influence people around the world and all the people here at COP. The same way I would argue with regard to Russia.
One reporter asked why the U.S. should take climate action if other countries like China and Russia are dragging their heels. Biden had a quick answer.
Because we want to be able to breathe and we want to be able to lead the world.
As important as the various accomplishments are, there's still no sign whether COP26 will accomplish its biggest goal, negotiating enough real action to limit climate change. While the global leaders met inside, other climate activists held protests outside the meeting, sometimes chanting blah, blah, blah. They say there's been too much talk and too little action, and they want nations to act more quickly. Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg says change won't come from conferences like COP26 unless there is big public pressure from outside.
Change is not going to come from inside there. That is not leadership. This is leadership. Yeah! This is what leadership looks like. We say no more blah, blah, blah. No more exploitation of people and nature and the planet. No more exploitation. No more blah, blah, blah.
For his part, Biden struck an accommodating note.
I think anyone who is focused on the environment should be worried. We've got a lot more to do beyond what we've done. We've done more than we've ever done, though. That's the point. And more has to be done.
He praised young climate activists for helping move the debate, not just in Geneva, but more generally.
So I think there's a whole different attitude that's out there. And I think this is being led, and I'm not being solicitous here, I think this is being led by, my granddaughters and their friends, that generation. I think they're out there going, whoa. And they're having a profound impact. They're having a profound impact on their parents and their grandparents about what's happening. And then all these climactic and climactic things have happened that people are now paying attention like they never did before.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.